It's 6:50, time for Jacuzzi of Sacramento's 2016 floor model clearance, jacuzziofsacramento.com. For all you hip-hop heads, and I'm talking West Coast hip-hop, if you know anything about West Coast hip-hop, the Loonies, I got five on it, 1995 smash hit I got with me right now, Yuck Mouth from the Loonies, my man, what it do?
What's poppin' with it, Doug, man? Thanks for having me in the building, man. Appreciate the love.
Oh, man, I appreciate it as well. Furt, are you a Warriors fan, man?
Of course, man. You know, I've been a Warriors fan since the Chris Mullin and the Mitch Richmond days. So I go way back with the Warriors fan base, you dig?
Okay, because, you know, my man E-40, he used to come out to the games, man, and he was giving us much love. And then I looked over at him, and he got on the Warriors gear. I'm like, yo, man, you forgot about your boy. What's up?
Right. Hey, I really don't know, man, because 40, you know, he's kind of neutral. You know, Vallejo really don't got a team, so he got to go for either Oakland or San Francisco, so choose one. You know what I mean?
No.
Sacramento.
No doubt, man. It's all love with 40, man. He was one of our big supporters, man. they say East Oakland. Yeah, that's right. I can remember. I can remember the first time I heard it, man. Too Short, The Click. I mean, just absolutely trend-setting music, man. What did that type of stuff do for you as a youngster coming up in East Oakland?
Oh, man, just listening to Too Short, man. E-40 and The Click, people like C-Bo, Sally Sell, Cool Nut, Mac Dre, you know what I mean?
Mac Dre?
MC Hammer, you know what I mean? The list goes on and on. So they taught me how to do the independent hustle. You know, the Bay Area, we start out the back of the trunk. We ain't wait for record labels to come sign us or whatnot. So they taught me the art of independent hustle straight up, and they gave me the motivation to do it, being that they came from, you know, the Bay Area. They just gave me hope that, okay, if they could do it, I could do it.
You know
what I mean? So shout out to them brothers.
Yeah, no doubt. Another guy who we used to see a lot of times around Sacramento when we had our thing rolling with the Kings was Rafael Sadiq. And you guys did a song, Just You and Me, back in the day with him, man. How was that, man, working? Because he's a genius in my mind. Dude is crazy.
Yeah, man. Just working with Sadiq, man, and that boy, the other guy named Ant Wiggins.
Uh-huh.
What's his name? Yeah. Them two brothers, man, it was just an honor to work with them, man. You know, with them having mainly super success with the Tony brand.
Yep.
What's her old girl name that they had got from out there? What's her name?
I'm not sure.
It's a singer, though. It's a singer. It's
okay.
Guapale.
Okay.
They had with Guapale and all the soul singers they got. So it was just an honor, you know what I mean, and a privilege just to work with them, to have them do production. And then we did a remake of one of their songs. So to have them actually singing on and then redo the beat was dope.
Crazy, you know? Man. It sounded crazy.
Definitely.
So I know you got a new album coming out, man. JJ, based on a Ville story. Tell me about it, man. Part one. Tell me about it. And what was the motivation behind it?
Basically, man, it's like a prequel to my platinum album, Thugged Out, the Avalation. So it's a prequel. It's like how Star Wars took it back to the Anakin Skywalker days. You know,
yep.
Prequel before Empire Strike Back. So, I just took it back to the beginning, you know, what people know me for in the neighborhood, and my name was JJ in the neighborhood before I became Yuck Mouth.
Oh, hold up. So you were JJ, you were JJ before hey. Yuck Mouth. So you got to tell me, first of all, how the name Yuck Mouth come? Because from the neighborhood, I could think of a whole lot of things, man, but you tell me how it came about. That's what's up.
Hey, I'm going to let you know, it did not come from having cavities in your gums, you know, or doing nasty stuff with my mouth.
Definitely, I got you.
It came from a cartoon, you know, it was the Mighty Man and Yuck Mouth cartoon in the 70s, man. With Mighty Man, he was little, and I guess Yuck Mouth had the doghouse on his head, and his powers was to take the doghouse off the head and scare everybody. So that's where I got the name from, basically. And why I chose the name, basically, it's the opposite. You know what I mean? Like how Nas first came out, he was Nasty Nas.
Yep.
Not like Too Loud Pooh nasty, but
right.
His voice, his rhymes is nasty. So same with me. Not nasty, not yuck, like yucky mouth, but nasty rhymes, nasty mouth, yuck mouth, yucky rhymes. Crazy. No. So that's why I came with the name Yuck Mouth.
No doubt, man. You know, you brought up, I brought up earlier, you know, 40 and Short and all of them guys, Ice-T, Cube. When you talk about the older school of hip-hop and the newer school of hip-hop, what do you see happening right now in hip-hop?
They're keeping the choice lit. I like the young school, you know, what they doing, whatever. But they don't get no love to the old heads. You know, they don't get no love to the foundation, the people who laid the blueprint before them. You know what I mean? I hear rappers talking about they ain't never heard of Biggie Smalls and Tupac. And that's just crazy.
Oof.
That's just like a piece of it. You know what I mean? But
the new
top dude, shout out Lil Yachty. Yeah. He said he ain't never heard of Pac or Biggie. And he think Drake is better than them, which is cool. You know, that's y'all era, you know, and that's y'all Tupac right now. It is Drake. So I respect it, but you still got to get love to the legends. You know what I mean? Like, before I came in the game, I knew about Run DMC, Melly Mel, Cold Crush Crew, Busy B.
Busy B? Look at you. Oh, that's what I'm talking about, man.
I had to know where hip-hop came from. I either was breakdancing with the Rocksteady Crew and all that. So,
yep.
You a real rapper. I come from breakdancing and graffiti. You know what I mean? And I know my history. A lot of these dudes just woke up and start rapping. They don't really come from the foundation. You wasn't a DJ first. You wasn't a breakdancer. You wasn't a graffiti artist. That's where the rappers usually start at, them three.
Yeah.
You know, or making music, you know, being a musician. So if you wasn't them, then, you know, you just over here just making words. You really don't come from the foundation. You don't know about the foundation. So when you hear the dudes over there mumble rapping and they on the auto-tune, you know, using computers and stuff to make their voice sound cool, that's cheap. That ain't keeping it a buck. You couldn't bite back in the day when I came out. You had to be original. So you could tell if it was a Dr. Dre beat when it came from the Def O camp.
Mm-hmm.
You could tell it was the No Limit beat when it came from Master P.
Mm-hmm.
You could tell it was a Manny Fresh beat when it came from Cash Money. You know, right now, everybody sound the same.
Right,
you know,
right.
We couldn't do that back in the day. It would be considered fighting. You'll be laughing stock of hip-hop, and it's different. Nowadays, you can bite, you can sound alike, and it's all good. So it's a different age and time, but, you know, music is music, man. As long as you still thrive, as long as hip-hop is still going to the top, still the number one genre in music, I'm good with it.
No doubt. This is Yuck Mouth from the but you can get his album, JJ, Based on a Veal Story, Part 1, Part 2, released in February from the Loonies. Hey, man,
yes,
I appreciate you taking the time, my brother. Much love to you. And
Thanks, Doug.
Always keeping it 100. Appreciate you, bro.
Man, thanks for having me, man. Y'all have a blessed holidays and Happy New Year, man.
No doubt.